Well, happy day to you. My name is David Robert Jones. This is the Awaken Engage podcast. Today's episode, it's your move and other BS we tell ourselves about broken friendships. I'm not a Catholic, but I'm retreating at a Benedictine monastery. This is my fourth retreat at a monastery, and I'm hooked. St. Gertrude's is particularly special. It overlooks the Camas Prairie with mountain ranges rising up on the horizon. Behind the retreat center is a forest playground where you can meander and explore for hours in solitude. At the top of the hill on the southeast side, the forest gives way to flower-filled verdant meadows, and the views, well, they are simply stunning this time of year. I retreat for the silence, to listen, to dream, to write, to listen some more, to grapple, to struggle, to doubt, to learn, to listen some more, and to leave pretty much exhausted. I used to feel the pressure to return home full of energy, but I usually sleep poorly on retreats. The silence, extended over days, awakens me to messages that have been trying to grab my attention and get me to listen for a long time. So yesterday, on my daily walk to the summit, I heard myself say, "No, it's your move." I mean, I really said that out loud, and I was alone on this walk. You guys ever spontaneously talk to yourself? Usually I think this happens when something really wants our attention. So I stopped in my tracks and I noticed that my stomach was in knots, my throat was tight, I was short breathing and holding my inhalations, and I was thinking about a friend that I have not heard from in almost a year. Gulp. A friend I used to meet with weekly. A friend I trusted, a friend I laughed deeply with, a friend I cried with, a dear friend. And on my walk through the forest, I've been ruminating in the background of my mind on the loss of our friendship when, "No, it's your move," rose to the surface and just came out of my mouth and into my awareness. I spent the next 15 minutes talking myself through why it is my friend's move. I had a lot of great reasons. A very impressive and convincing list of why he should be the first to re-engage our friendship. But as my former colleague Kenyatta would say, that's some bullshit right there. Be quiet, Kenyatta, because I don't have anything to apologize for. I feel like my friend went away long before our last meeting. I feel like he was my friend as long as I agreed with his way of looking at the world. And then when I didn't see things his way, I wasn't of use anymore. I feel discarded. That's right. It's his move. Again. That's some bullshit right there. Thanks, Kenyatta. And I know that's a crass way to say it, but it's true, and it's what came to the surface. I used a quote by Richard Miller to frame the last podcast, Human Beings Do. I think it's fitting for this discussion as well. Here it is. Opening up awareness allows us to feel as though we are putting a tablespoon of salt in the ocean rather than in a small cup of tea. And it's your move is a small cup of tea way to live life. In this instance, it's living scared, afraid of being overwhelmed by that tablespoon of salt, afraid of rejection, of things going sideways. And by all means, do not take this to mean that any of us should put ourselves in a place to be physically, emotionally, verbally, or otherwise abused. But that's not what this is. And we're not cups of tea, are we? We are oceans, friends. And since I had just written an article and recorded a podcast about nurturing our being, I stood there in the forest and I dove into the ocean. You see, my friend comes up in my awareness multiple times a week, like a consistent knocking on the door. And I'm as good of a rationalizer as the rest of you out there, maybe even better than most. But in the extended silence of this retreat, where the noise is diminished, and my intention is to be awake, alert, and alive, well, it's time to face reality, to open the door, to respond to those messages. We always have the right response to every situation. Did you know that? We always know what to do. In our being is the wisdom we need for life. We can, however, push that wisdom down, turn up the noise, and try to avoid that wisdom or fight it and silence it. But wisdom remains, Right action is still available. We are always able to be fully present and fully alive. And as we nurture being, as we covered in the last podcast, as we move beyond a cup of tea sense of being and into that ocean sense being, we're able to meet reality on its own terms. There's another word for this. It's called confession. It literally means to speak the same or to agree with. I agree with reality. I speak the same. We are in alignment. Now, on the trail yesterday, I came face to face with my fighting of reality. My, no, that's not the way it is. It's not that big of a deal. Anyway, it's his move. But as I came into agreement with reality, I noticed that a strong sense of sadness and hurt and some anger are present. And I say are because I can feel these emotions even now. I've been acting like I wasn't hurt ever since a conversation with my friend, which I felt he had disregarded and discredited my experience. I distanced myself from him. I felt him do the same. Our next meeting was businesslike, and when he got up to leave, he told me, maybe we can get together again sometime. Sometime? That's not how it was with us. More hurt, more distance. I needed him to be there at that time in my life, to be happy for the brain recovery that had happened, to be with me. You know, we had one more meeting after that, and based on the content, I thought he would surely follow up with me. That was 10 months ago. And as I write this and process this and agree with reality, I notice that the tension in my body has given away to an ache in my heart area. My breathing is deep, and tears roll down my cheeks. I miss my friend. And so the wisdom in this moment of authenticity, of coming into agreement with reality, is pointing to right action, to an appropriate response that I've known for, let's see, the last 10 months. Oh, guys, it's my move. It's my opportunity to give my friend a chance to respond, to share my heart with him, to open up in vulnerability, to come into the clearing, into the meadow, to hear his heart and how I have likely hurt him, and to offer him my own response. From nurturing being, we realize that we are an ocean, that even a tablespoon of rejection or fear or whatever it is cannot and will not overwhelm us. We do not have to numb ourselves. We will still feel the spectrum of life's emotions. But these happen in a place that is whole, a place of unchanging awareness. A decade ago, sitting at a Chili's at Chicago O'Hare Airport with my friend and colleague Fred Cogswell, he shared with me some of the most revolutionary and meaningful words I have ever had spoken in my life. We were talking about estranged relationships, particularly those between fathers and sons. He said, "We cannot fully live unless we embrace vulnerability. We cannot fully live unless we embrace vulnerability." Yeah, it's my move. Right action is easy and titillating to talk about, but not so easy to do. I know that I need to reach out, but even now a wave of fear comes with such plans. What if he snubs me? What if my friend doesn't even want to be my friend anymore? What if he uses this vulnerable space as a way to hurt me, get me back? What if he doesn't care? What if he thinks I'm weak and insecure? These fears are about me. They're unfounded in the relationship. They're not representative of my friend. They are my fears, and they are wrapped up right now in this defensive posture in my body. As I listed them, my fists were starting to clench, my jaw was tightening, my mouth and lips were kind of set, my eyes narrowed. Cup of tea, guys. Back to nurturing being. You know, this doesn't stop, friends. The ocean is where we belong, it's where we truly reside, but we tend to come back to the cup of tea mentality. The practice of living out our wholeness, of being fully present and fully alive, is a lifetime practice. I'm just getting started. Having had PTSD twice in my life and multiple traumatic brain injuries, the road is slow going at times. The fears more provocative, the world a seemingly more dangerous place. It guts me to do this kind of stuff. And I'll bet you can relate at least a little bit. But the more I practice, the deeper my connection to that unchanging awareness in which being resides, the ocean. Yes, it's my move. And so I just sent a text to my friend because I don't have phone reception. Now is the time. Here's what I wrote. Hello, my friend. Perhaps we can get together this next week. I think often of you and am weary of the distance I feel, real or imagined, between us. Wisdom says to my heart that our friendship goes deep and that I should not give up on it so easily. I look forward to talking and sharing and laughing and healing and being together. Well, gulp again, right? As Brené Brown, the acclaimed vulnerability researcher, author, and speaker, has said, vulnerability sounds like truth, and it feels like courage. Damn, she nailed it. Oh, I'm standing in a clearing now, friends, feeling the flow of life arise with its fears and doubts, but also its hope and peace and love and joy and kindness and wholeness. They're all present right now. They're flowing through. I will leave you with a very fitting poem by my buddy, Hafiz, titled The Warrior. The warrior. The warriors tame the beasts in their past so that the night's hooves can no longer break the jeweled vision in the heart. The intelligent and the brave open every closet in the future and evict all the mind's ghosts who have the bad habit of barfing everywhere. For a long time, the universe has been germinating in your spine, but only a saint has the talent, the courage to slay the past giant, the future anxieties. The warrior wisely sits in a circle with other men, gathering the strength to unmask himself. Then sits, giving, like a great illumined planet on the earth. I need those words right now. Warrior up, my friends, or WTFU in Hardwick speak. May you have a wonder-filled day, fully present, fully alive.